Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, 2:9. We continue the same topic. We're talking here to decide the vintage, the year to which certain vegetables belong. And we said the rule is, when it comes to vegetables, the basic rule is they belong to the year in which they were picked. And again, that assumes that the vegetable came to its ripeness and ready to be picked in that given year, and not just sitting around from a long time ago. That being said, the reason why vegetables have that special status is because they are watered throughout their growing process manually, and that manual watering gives them a different status than plants that grow just naturally based on rainwater, which comes to an end at the end of the rainy season. Again, don't forget, in Eretz Yisrael, Mediterranean climate, once the winter's over, there's just no rain anymore, ever. So what makes a vegetable in the context of going after its lakita, the time when it's picked, is that it's watered throughout its growth period. So now our Mishnah will consider vegetables that, for whatever reason, weren't watered, like normal vegetables, for a long time prior to being picked. The question is, if that's true, if you stop watering them, then for a sufficient amount of time, they'll get the status of other plants, and even vegetables for that matter, that grow purely on rainwater without any manual watering. So the Mishnah says, Habetzalim hasrisim. If you have onions that don't produce seeds, ufula mitzri, and or the Egyptian bean, here this bean is going to be the Egyptian bean that's planted for the pod, for the green, not for the seeds, like the previous Mishnah. Shemana mehem maim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. And a person stopped watering these plants a full 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, before Shemitah. So he stopped treating them like regular vegetables and lets them now just rely on rainwater. Since he stopped watering them, they'll lose the status of normal vegetables, which go after the time of picking, lakita, and instead they will belong to the previous year, misasr and the sha'avar. They will be tied based on the previous year, which, if it's not Shemitah, but say between the second and third year, if you will, so if you stop watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the third year of the cycle, they'll belong to the second year, and you will give on those Batalim Srisim, Meister Shani, as opposed to Meister Ani, because it's second year, not third year vintage onions, etc. However, Ve'im Lav, if one didn't refrain from watering them a full 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, so then they belong to the subsequent year, so if it's between 6 and 7, the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, the 7th year, they become Asur and Meshvius, they belong to the 7th year, and therefore they're Sfichin, and become forbidden in the 7th year as Sfichin, and they have the other restrictions of Shvius, even without the Sfichin issue, if that wouldn't be relevant, say this Mishnah precedes that, so you couldn't make them, you couldn't waste them, couldn't do commercial activity with them, etc. Umis Asr and the Shana Haba, and they will be tied by the subsequent year, if you're talking about not Shemitah, but the middle of the cycle. And I say I skipped a couple words and I read it, I'm sorry, but the words I skipped were, if Manu Mehem Maim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, you stopped watering them 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, then Mr. Asr and the Shavar, they'll be tied based on the previous year, and the words I skipped were, Umutarim B'Shvius, they're permissible in Shvius, because they belong to the previous year. Vim Lav, if you didn't refrain from watering them for 30 days, then Asurim B'Shvius, they become forbidden in the Shemitah year, as Sfichin, etc. Umis Asr and the Shana Haba, and in the middle of the year, they'll be tied based on the second year, the subsequent to Rosh Hashanah year, because you didn't have a 30-day window. Vishel Baal, now, Baal here means, literally Baal means a husband, but Vishel Baal, in this context, means a Beis HaBaal, which means a field which is, so to speak, married to Hashem, if you will, meaning it's relying on rainwater only, and the rain is kind of like the husband, if you will, which fructifies the field. So this is a field that isn't normally watered manually very often. But according to the Bartanura, the Pshat is that even in such a field, a Beis HaBaal, you do need to water the vegetables from time to time, just much less. And since there's a requirement to water these vegetables, but it's less frequent, so then the time required to indicate that it is being treated as not as normal vegetable will be more than the usual 30 days. So the measurements in such a case, where the vegetables are planted in a field where everything else is able to rely on rainwater and therefore less watering is required, so to indicate that it's being treated abnormally, you have to be Shemana Mehem Maim Shtei Onos, Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds you have to skip two waterings. In other words, they're watered every roughly, say, 3 weeks, plus minus. So that being the case, you skip two waterings, you haven't watered them, let's say, in 6 weeks, something like that, which is more than the 30 days, that will make them be considered to be from the previous year. So just to make sure it's clear, the first part of the Mishnah was talking about vegetables growing where vegetables normally grow, which needs lots of watering. Now we're talking about vegetables growing in a Beis HaBaal, where less frequent watering is normally required. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say, no, shalosh, you need to skip three watering periods, not just two, in order for these types of vegetables, like the Betzalel Masrisim and the Pula Mitzri, to be considered belong to the previous year if they've been planted in a Beis HaBaal, where watering is not very frequent anyways. And the halacha is like the Chachamim.